From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A three-month surge in Syrian refugees being admitted into the United States has the country on track to meet the Obama administration's goal of welcoming 10,000 Syrians by the end of September. The U.S. is the largest recipient of third-country resettlement in the world. The U.N. General Assembly is holding a summit in September to address refugees and migrant issues, including nearly a million Syrians seeking asylum in Europe. Displaced Syrians in Jordan are getting food supplies by an unprecedented method. Cranes have been hoisting bags of United Nations aid to tens of thousands of Syrians cut off from outside help for almost 2 months. This is a spokeswoman for the World Food Program.
The World Food Program was able to successfully deliver life-saving food to over 75,000 Syrians stranded in the Hadalat and Rukban areas that lie on Jordan's northeastern borders into Syria. We were able to also deliver hygiene kits provided by UNICEF and bread from the IOM.
The three-day delivery to makeshift encampments in a remote desert area ended Thursday. The international community is scrambling for alternatives, but no viable option has emerged. A security operation is underway Friday in central Afghanistan to rescue five Pakistani aviation experts and their Russian navigator from the Taliban. The insurgents took the men hostage Thursday after their helicopter crash-landed in a remote area of the Afghan province of Logar. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the Pakistani helicopter had permission to travel through the Afghan airspace to Russia and crash-landed due to a technical fault. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 255,000 jobs in July and wages rose a bit. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate was steady at a low 4.9%. A separate government report showed the U.S. trade deficit rose to its highest level in 10 months, caused partly by weak overseas economies that buy fewer American-made products. U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Da Gulen is denouncing the arrest warrant issued by Turkey, accusing him of masterminding the failed coup in Turkey last month. Gulen said in the arrest warrant, in a statement rather, that the arrest warrant from the Turkish court changes nothing about his views or status. The Turkish government has said Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, orchestrated the coup by renegade officers in the military and has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. Ankara, however, has not filed a formal extradition. South Africa's ruling party has taken a drubbing in local elections. The African National Congress is still leading, overall, but the party of Nelson Mandela is seeing its worst electoral performance since the end of apartheid, with about 90% of the ballots counted. Hear now from an ANC spokesman.
We've lost Nelson Mandela Bay. We've conceded that we've lost it. And we are going to do an introspective look at ourselves. And our members will be involved in that.
Analysts say voters are frustrated with the country's high unemployment and rapid political corruption. Security forces in India are trying to track down the gunman responsible for opening fire on a busy marketplace in the northeastern part of the country Friday, killing at least 12 people. Officials say 15 others were wounded in the attack in the Assam area. Authorities say one gunman was killed. U.S. officials are trying to slow down the spread of the Zika virus in the southeastern state of Florida after several people have been diagnosed with the mosquito-transmitted virus. Among the most vulnerable are pregnant women, as we hear from the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden.
Zika is unprecedented. We've never before had a mosquito-borne disease that could cause a birth defect. And that's why we take it so seriously. The key is to protect pregnant women.
As Zika escalates into a public health crisis, U.S. Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers over the failure by Congress to commit federal dollars to fight the virus. Lawmakers left Washington in mid-July for a seven-week recess without approving any of the $1.9 billion that President Obama requested in February to develop a vaccine and control the mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. And people in Russia welcoming news that dozens of the country's athletes will be allowed to participate in the Summer Olympic Games starting in Rio Friday. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.